Good evening, faithful listeners. Wellywood watchers will no doubt be aware that all is not peaceful in the Shire, or with the eternally troubled path of the Hobbit from page to screen. First, co-producers MGM collapsed into the fiscal void like Gollum taking a lava bath. Then, they carelessly lost their director, Guillermo del Toro, whose sublime Pan's Labyrinth should be committed to memory. Now the actors are getting stroppier than a pack of orcs being forced to go vegan. Unfortunately, I don't know if I've anything useful to say about an industrial dispute that would require multiple postgraduate degrees in industrial relations law, abnormal psychology, and animal husbandry. But, as so often happens in real life, it's useful to take everything all parties say with a pound of salt and a whole case of tequila. The scourging of a Shire may have set the geekosphere alight and put the Kiwi movie industry on the global media radar for all the wrong reasons, but there is an even worse menace lurking in the shadows. George Lucas has gone over to the dark side and must be stopped. That's the only possible explanation for the announcement this week that all six Star Wars movies will be re-released in 3D, starting with 1995's The Phantom Menace. I don't know how many people were really lying awake at night dreaming of seeing Jar Jar Binks and Natalie Portman's increasingly silly hairdos in three dimensions. I have a sneaking affection for the original Star Wars. Yes, the story has holes you could drive a Death Star through, the dialogue has more wood than your average porno, and I could easily believe that Carrie Fisher was totally off her tits on drugs through the whole production. But I still remember seeing it in 1977 at the age of 5, and I can still feel in my gut the pure sense of wonder and delight when my first Imperial Star Destroyer slid into view, all angular menace and lasers spitting fire. I've seen many, many better films over the years, but nothing ever quite beats losing your movie virginity. And as the friends I've bored with geeky sci-fi trivia ever since can tell you, it's the first hit of the gateway drug that sticks. Then, 20 years later, Lucas re-released the first trilogy with newly restored sound and enhanced effects and new scenes. And it just fell flat. Like going to a trendy restaurant where the chef spends so much time fussing over the presentation of a dish, he forgets to make it taste good. Like the prequel trilogy that followed, you had to respect the awesome technical skill involved, but it just wasn't fun anymore. 3D has been a mixed blessing in recent years. For every Avatar or Coraline, there's been an Alice in Wonderland or Clash of the Titans where the gimmick, and the higher ticket price, isn't backed by a story worth telling. Or in this case, a second go-round for Jar Jar Binks. Forget The Hobbit, just make George leave my childhood memories alone.